Just about any web application today needs to pull data from a database. It's one of the most common operations that any web application needs to do. But it's also an operation that can have a real impact on the overall performance of your web application. What we'll do in this video is illustrate how Visual Studio Team Edition for software testers can help you identify the number of times that you're accessing a database with your web application. We'll also explore a new feature in ASP.NET 2.0 caching that helps developers reduce the number of times that we go to a database to pull out the same data. What we're looking at here is the results of a Visual Studio Team Edition for software testers load test. Besides the default graph view, we also have access to a set of tables. And one of those tables shows us all the SQL transactions that were executed during the course of running this load test. Looking at the results of our SQL trace table, we can see that one stored procedure, get to bespoke options, is being executed a number of times. Now let's assume that we know something about this data. These bespoke options are attached to items of clothing that this e-commerce site sells online. Now these options don't change very often. They may change weekly, they may change bi-monthly, but certainly they wouldn't change during the course of a user session with our web application. Because our data isn't changing that often, all of these SQL requests are redundant. So we'll make a note in our load test results, an analysis note. And what we'll do is we'll explore the ASP.NET 2.0 data source caching functionality. This functionality will help us reduce these redundant database requests. Enabling the ASP.NET 2.0 data source caching functionality can be done in a series of steps. The first step is to use the ASP.NET RegSQL utility. What we'll do is tell ASP.NET 2.0 what database we want to enable data source caching. Our next step is to tell ASP.NET 2.0 what exact table we'd like to monitor. What ASP.NET 2.0 will do is monitor this table for changes. Only when the data in this table changes will our code have to go to this database table and pull out new data. Otherwise, all of our requests will be serviced from the cache. Our next step is to modify the web.config file for our web application. We need to add a configuration element for the SQL dependency caching. We also need to tell ASP.NET 2.0 what databases need to be cached. We can do that by providing a connection string as well as an interval value. ASP.NET will pull our database based on this interval value that we specify. Our application-wide configuration is set. Now we have to identify which ASP.NET pages and/or user controls will take advantage of the SQL Server data source cache. In our case, let's go to the bespoke options user control, and what we'll do is we'll set the output cache. We'll specify the SQL dependency that we set up earlier. And basically, what we're specifying is the database name as well as the table of data that this particular page or user control happens to depend on. There are a few parameters that we can set in terms of how to vary this cache as well as how long this cache is valid for. Okay, our cache is set up. Now let's just make a quick check to make sure that our page still works. We haven't made any mistakes. So our bespoke options are shown in a list on the left. As soon as our web application comes up, we should see a set of fabrics, threads, and colors. Those are our bespoke options. So we've enabled caching and we haven't broken any functionality. Now let's give our web application, or our load test, I should say, another try. We're running the same test that we ran last time against essentially the same application. The difference is this time our SQL dependency cache has been enabled. Let's let our load test start gathering some results. And for the sake of brevity, now when we look at our load test results, and we have a look at that SQL trace table, we can see that we no longer have that redundant call to get bespoke options. We're just not hitting the database anymore. Because that data never changed during the course of our load test, and probably wouldn't change during the course of a week or 2 weeks while we have this application out in production, those requests never hit the database. They're all serviced directly from the cache. So Visual Studio Team Edition for software testers helps us identify a potential performance problem inside of our application by showing us a large number of possibly redundant SQL Server requests. With ASP.NET 2.0, we can take advantage of the new data source caching functionality to reduce or eliminate any redundant database requests, thereby dramatically improving our performance. Thank you.